From the KTOO newsroom, I'm Pablo Arauz Peña with your state and local news update. Six students at the University of Alaska Southeast are in isolation on campus after testing positive for COVID-19. Lori Klein, the school's vice chancellor for student affairs and enrollment, says the students are doing well.
They're doing well. We're in touch with them daily, if not multiple times each day. Our care team at the university is kind of provides wraparound services, including academic support, counseling, health support for their housing situation.
Klein says a student reported testing positive last week on Tuesday, and subsequent testing to close contacts found the additional five cases. The university sent out an announcement about the cases on Friday. A total of seven cases have been reported at UAS. That includes the current cluster and one case reported back in August. Klein also says the university is encouraging students, faculty, and staff to rethink their plans if they're thinking about traveling for the holidays.
Particularly with COVID spiking in Alaska and across the nation. However, we know that time away from school and time with family is very important to the mental health and well-being of our university community.
The university is asking everyone who may be exposed or even have mild symptoms to report them immediately so they can test those individuals and find close contacts. In other news, there will be no jury trials in Alaska's courthouses until at least January 4th. Earlier this summer, Alaska Supreme Court Justice Joel Bulger said he planned for jury trials for misdemeanor cases, only to resume November 2nd. But in an order signed Friday, Bulger wrote that the suspension would continue due to escalating case counts of COVID-19. He also noted that Governor Mike Dunleavy's video address on Thursday encouraged state employees to work from home. There was never a plan to resume trials for felonies or more serious cases because they require more people to gather at the courthouse for the jury selection process. In-person grand jury proceedings are also suspended until January 4th, but Bulger says other court hearings or proceedings can still be held remotely through video conference or teleconference. Former Sitka School Board President Lon Garrison has been named Executive Director of the Association of Alaska School Boards. The appointment is an interesting profession turn for Garrison, who began his career in Alaska in hatchery management. KCAW's Robert Woolsey reports.
Although he's been living in Juneau for the past 5 years, working in a couple of different jobs for the Association of Alaska School Boards, Lon Garrison still looks and sounds exactly like he did when he was the aquaculture director for the Sitka Sound Science Center, or the decade he spent prior to that working for the Northern Southeast Regional Aquaculture Association. The picture on the AASB's Facebook page announcing his promotion is not a headshot of a guy in a suit. No way. Garrison sitting on a rocky beach with the beard, the ball cap, the mandatory Southeast Alaska hoodie, and his yellow lab barnacle by his side.
You never know what's going to happen when you take on a new role and getting elected to the Sitka School Board and ultimately getting elected to the Association of Alaska's School Board's Board of Directors really impacted my life a lot more than I ever imagined that it would.
Garrison served almost three terms on the Sitka School Board, just shy of 9 years, when he resigned in 2015 to move to Juneau to become the Association of Alaska School Board's School Improvement Director, and later its Director of Membership Services. But those weren't the jobs he was aiming for. Already a board member of the AASB, he applied and interviewed for Executive Director in the spring of that year, and was passed over in favor of Norm Wooten, a longtime member of the Kodiak School Board and already an AASB employee. Still, he got his foot in the door, backfilling behind Wooten.
I find that it was kind of a blessing in disguise that I've had this opportunity to kind of get down in the trenches and do the work with everybody. And now I feel like I have just such a great foundation about what we do as an organization, who we work with. I have relationships across the state. So I feel much more prepared than I did when I tried for the position in March of 2015.
The Association of Alaska School Boards provides a broad slate of services for school boards, like assisting with developing policy or superintendent searches. Garrison is taking on the top job at AASB at a time when school funding is under threat in Alaska. He calls them heavy headwinds. And the education model could be changing before our eyes.
Public education has probably changed forever given the pandemic. So we're going to face many new challenges in that regard. So as an association and working with school boards, what are we going to need to do to help support them and their governance role in making decisions and trying to keep communities and constituents together and serving students?
Garrison's only regret about his promotion is that his friend and mentor, Dr. Tom Conley, did not live to see it. Conley, who passed away in 2018, served 17 years on Sitka School Board, and prior to that served on Ketchikan School Board. Conley was a pediatrician and typically arrived at board meetings sporting some distinctive tie. As executive director, Garrison is rethinking his wardrobe.
I hope Tom Conley is looking down and excited about this. I might have to get a cool tie.
Lon Garrison will succeed Norm Wooten as executive director of the AASB beginning on January 2nd. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.
As coronavirus cases continue to skyrocket in the state, cracks are appearing in Alaska's fragile healthcare system. Across the state, more and more hospital workers are out sick or quarantining. At the same time, more patients infected with the coronavirus are filling hospital beds. As Alaska Public Media's Tegan Hanlon reports, hospital officials say it's becoming harder for them to keep hospital staff, move patients, and manage capacity. They're preparing for it to get worse.
We recently spoke with healthcare leaders from about a half dozen hospitals across Alaska, and one thing was clear. They will not be able to keep up with the current rate of coronavirus spread for long.
It's just a math equation.
That's Dr. Bob Anders, the interim CEO of the Alaska Native Medical Center in Anchorage.
When you look at the number of cases in the community, we have a fair idea on what the hospitalization rate is. We have a fair idea on what the need for critical care, level of care for COVID patients, and the equations don't work out. We're going to overwhelm hospital systems based on the amount of community cases right now.
Already, 1 in 10 patients in Alaska hospitals have COVID-19. And what's worrisome, Anders says, is that Alaska continues to report record high numbers of coronavirus infections, with no signs of cases slowing down. He expects a portion of those infected will end up seriously ill, needing care in a hospital system that's already strained because of sick or quarantining staff.
We will do the best we can, but if spread continues at this rate, there's no way we'll be able to staff and have enough hospitals.
Jared Kosin with the Alaska State Hospital and Nursing Home Association says staffing is the biggest pressure point right now across hospitals.
Compared to any point in the pandemic, things are absolutely worse right now. And the reason for that is with the high case counts we're seeing in the community, it's starting to essentially penetrate the healthcare workforce at a much greater rate than it has before.
More healthcare workers out is particularly problematic in Alaska because there's not much backup. Hospitals here often rely on traveling healthcare employees to fill short-term needs. But Kosin says the market to recruit those short-term workers is incredibly competitive right now. Coronavirus hospitalizations in the United States recently hit an all-time high.
It's impossible to secure travelers from the lower 48. So we're really on our own, and we're feeling the pressure.
And here are just a few examples of what Alaska hospitals say they're up against. At the Central Peninsula Hospital on a recent weekday, 63 staff members across 23 departments were either sick with COVID-19 or quarantining because of exposure. That made running normal hospital operations challenging, according to spokesman Bruce Richards.
It's not good. And are we making it? Yep, we are. But it's so close to not being made.
In Anchorage, meanwhile, Providence Alaska Medical Center has recently acquired a refrigerated trailer to be used as a temporary morgue if they need one. It says it added the trailer in response to the recent rise in cases, hospitalizations, and deaths. And out in Western Alaska, the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation is feeling the strain of limited hospital capacity in Anchorage. Dan Winkleman, the head of YKHC, says the Bethel Hospital recently had 4 patients it could not find ICU beds for in Anchorage. He says that's incredibly concerning, and he wants more action from the state government before it becomes the norm and hospitals reach a crisis point.
What is the plan to strengthen health strategies across the state of Alaska so we can get this wave stabilized and then decrease it over time? I'm waiting to find out when universal masking is going to be mandated throughout the state.
Other hospital leaders have called for a statewide mask mandate as well. Meanwhile, the governor's office continues to encourage individuals and local communities to take their own measures instead. With help from Rasha McChesney in Juneau, I'm Tegan Hanlon in Anchorage.